This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration lashed out on Saturday on Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of indirect talks for nuclear deal. The State Department slammed this outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleges the U.S. and Britain are holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Seyed Abbas Araghchi said that the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He says, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water as a death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160. The death toll in Western Germany's Rhineland state increased to 98 Saturday, while in a neighboring area, the North Rhine-Westphalia, 43 people were confirmed dead. Belgium's National Crisis Center revised the country's confirmed death toll to at least 27. German authorities still fear finding more people dead, but said the number unaccounted for continues to drop. Meanwhile, thoughts have turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities that were devastated in minutes by the flooding on Wednesday and Thursday. Haiti's First Lady Martine Moise returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. Interim President, Prime Minister Claude Joseph